The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Richard says, Kieran, I want to see forestry as an election issue. The current government, led by the Greens, eviscerated the forest industry. The Greens sold the people a pup with their new forestry schemes. I'm a forester, always environmentally aware, and what they have done is treasonous. I hope you will read out this text. Forestry apparently isn't sexy enough for the media to write about. Richard, you should know we don't let a lack of sexiness deter us here on The Hard Shoulder. Josh Crosby has been asking people on the streets of Dublin what they would like to see changed by any new government.
Well, trying to live in Dublin is impossible, so I'd say housing or even hope of buying a house in the future and that kind of thing. I'd like to see a fresh take on it, see if there's any difference.
Housing.
Yeah, housing, probably a bit of sustainability. I know they're trying to do that, but we have a lot of things to do before 2030. Maybe a few more grants for people to EVs, heat pumps. We need that kind of stuff because it's not cheap to uptake in those low carbon technologies. And yeah, just cost of living. I think it's gotten a bit better, but still, like, living in Dublin, and we're working in Dublin. We're young professionals in Dublin. We shouldn't be struggling to live in Dublin as young professionals, I don't think anyway.
What are the issues that you want to see addressed?
That the people who buy houses don't have people getting houses free living next door to them. You know, you have scumbags. I was living in an apartment and the scumbag comes in and blew me. A drug addict. I was after buying my apartment. I had to get out. That's what I was told. The best thing to do is get out. Nothing about him getting out. Me get out. They were changed two or three times while I was there. One bad, the other worse.
The argument from the government's point of view, it encourages integration. And you know, if people...
But it doesn't happen. It doesn't happen. People are annoyed that you get a house beside me. I pay a big mortgage. They stay at home all day, do nothing.
So what would you like to see? Would it change a government?
I don't think so, because they're all on the same hem book.
Would you be voting independent, so?
Oh, most likely, yeah.
Crime, social welfare and abuse, of same.
When you say crime, is it just when you come into the city what you see, or is it...
Yeah, crime generally, and the leniency of convictions and free legal aid is an industry for solicitors. It's an absolute disgrace what's going on.
So more severity, a tougher Department of Justice?
Tougher Department of Justice and less leniency on free legal aid. It's a disgrace. The other thing then is we're meant to be independent and half the country is still owned by British landlords. I'd like to see any of our Fine Gael, Fianna Fáil or Sinn Féin candidates or main parties addressing that issue. I think that's also a disgrace. Billions going out every year.
Would you like to see a change in government?
Oh yeah.
What are some of the issues that you want to see addressed?
Less homeless people on the streets. Yeah. And in places, like, there's too many places boarded up where they could be open for the homeless.
More affordable housing, more social housing.
And more help for autistic children as well.
Definitely the climate and, like, housing is a big issue because we're both students as well. Like, we're not from Dublin, so
we have to deal with the cost of living in Dublin, which is quite difficult given the price. So if that could, like, if there could be more student accommodation available.
Like, people always say that, like, the wind farms and stuff, that they're, like, not a nice view. But it's, like, just, it's more important in the long run to have stuff like that in place.
And
just renewable,
like,
energy.
Public transport as well is still, like, pretty bad.
Inflation going down. Well, housing.
And when it comes to inflation, like, what are some of the bills that you've noticed in particular go up? What are you?
Pretty much everything: food, electricity, gas.
And do you want to see a change in government?
Well, if it's better, but it'll be more of the same, I think, no matter who's in power.
All right. Some of the views there being shared with our own Josh Crosby. Plenty of people looking for more social housing. One woman, it seems, wanting less social housing in the country. Alison O'Connor is with me, a columnist at the Sunday Times, broadcaster as well. Pat Leahy, who's the political editor at the Irish Times. And you're both very welcome. Alison, is it kind of possible at this point to suggest what exactly will be the big issues of this campaign?
Well, I mean, I actually think listening to the people on the Vox Pop there is from what they were on day one, and it's not even going to be a full day officially, further into the campaign, you're wondering, will there be something? Will somebody say something during a debate? Will the opposition party say something against the government that just hits home? You think of the pensions issue the last time. But as of now, when things are looking non-controversial, it is those issues of housing. You have people there mentioning special needs education. I think just education places generally, immigration, which I think is going to be an issue for the government and for the government parties and for Sinn Féin. I think it's going to be tricky. You know, so it's quite, they're quite pretty for some younger people. Obviously, you know, it is that, and again, we heard that reflected in the people who were interviewed there. It is the housing issue, and that on the doorsteps when it's coming up, it's whether it's younger people who are answering the doors, who are living, still living at home, or their parents speaking to politicians on their behalf. But if the TDs, speaking to Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael TDs, and I know you'd say, you know, how credible is this? But if you speak to enough of them and it's consistent, they're saying they're not getting a lot of anger on the doors. And yes, housing has been raised, but that apparently people are accepting that progress is finally being made.
Pat Leahy, why then are Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael, and maybe kind of Alison touched on it there, in such buoyant mood if housing is going to be the big issue, and one would suspect a big issue in terms of people complaining about a lack thereof?
Yes, good question. You know, the polls quite consistently tell us that housing, to a lesser extent immigration, are the big issues that people would be concerned with in this election. I think that you go back to the polls as to why Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael are buoyant going into this election, and that works two ways. So their polling numbers are looking pretty good, particularly Fine Gael in the kind of mid-20s in the last number of polls. But the flip side of that is that Sinn Féin's poll numbers have collapsed in the last year. And of course, they had that very difficult local and European elections when they got about 11 or 12% of the vote. And for context, that was after, what, 2-3 years where they'd been up at about 35%. So you know, why are Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil confident? Number one, the polls. And number two, the fact that they've just done a massive giveaway budget. Lots of people will have noticed this week, double payments of welfare, of pensions, of children's allowance going into their accounts. You know, the second of two big giveaway budgets just a few weeks ago, and direct cash giveaways to people, aside altogether from the taxation changes that will put more money in their pockets next year. So, you know, you probably have to say that, you know, despite the obvious problems in housing, the current government is in as good a position as any recent government has been going into a general election, and much better than many of them.
Pat, you know, again, you say you've been speaking to politicians, and you speak to them on a show like this, where they know the nation is listening, maybe is a grandiose way to describe it, but they know people are listening, certainly in voters, that say, I can't wait. I can't wait to get out there and knock it on doors. I relish the prospect of putting our proposals in front of the people of Ireland. Who will mean that? And who in government might be actually terrified at the prospect of an election?
Well, look, no politician likes an election, no matter what they say.
Are you saying they're lying to me, Pat, when they say that?
Well, I mean, let me put it differently. They know that the election was inevitable, of course. I mean, how many times have we spoken since last June about the inevitability of an early election? And so I suppose a bit like, you know, a bit like a trip to the dentist, you know, once you're there, you might be glad to get it over with. But I do have some sympathy for the politicians who are out kind of campaigning for their jobs, for their livelihoods. Some of them isn't immediately clear what else they would do if they weren't politicians. And they, unlike the rest of us, I suppose, who sit on the sidelines and comment about it, they are in the arena. They're in the game. And so I do have some admiration for the people that go out and put their names before their fellow citizens, no matter from what party.
Can I fully agree with Pat on that? In that, you know, politicians get a lot of stick, but I mean, none of the three of us here have to go out every 4 or 5 years and go literally pounding the pavement, knocking on people's doors, often people not answering. Depending on the political mood at the time you're doing it, you can get dogs abuse. You know, so I certainly admire and understand how that's a tough ask. And you put on top of that, and I was glad to see that Simon Harris, the Taoiseach, mentioned this in his speech before he went to the Oras, where he, you know, asked for a safe and respectful campaign. We saw what happened to the leader of the Green Party, Roderick O'Gorman, last week. So that's the vote of confidence for the vote of understanding. What I thought was interesting today, there were two sentences from Simon Harris and Micheál Martin, which I thought kind of got to the heart of what they're going to be pushing over the next couple of weeks. Again, in that same speech where the Taoiseach said he spoke about the progress Ireland has made and that it should never be taken for granted. In other words, we gave you the progress and don't take that for granted. And then you had Micheál Martin talking about protecting, in a speech he made on the announcement of the election, protecting our many strengths and overcoming deep, we would be overcoming deep challenges. Again, saying to people, trust us. And look, things are going to possibly be a bit turbulent going into the future. The election of Donald Trump and that, as sort of a stick close to nurse message, I think, is how we might interpret that.
All right. Well, listen, I'm sure I'll be speaking to both of you several times between now and the 29th of November. Alison O'Connor, columnist at the Sunday Times and broadcaster. Pat Leahy, political editor at the Irish Times.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.